Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Walter Jones is joining us in the next segment. We appreciate him joining us on the second day of the new year. It has begun. Nurses and doctors and people aren't getting paid all over the country under Obozo care. And there's all these videos and reports of Obama supporters now getting their bills for themselves and their children and seeing the giant increases in prices. And there's a professor we're going to get to after the congressman leaves us at the bottom of the hour who has now come out and said it's racist. White people are the reason Obamacare is not working. And you're like, well, what's his proof? He doesn't have any proof. Southern white radicals are to blame for the debacle. And then he doesn't give any reasons in there. It's just that, well, the white people did it. Like if a black person or Hispanic or anybody else falls on a banana peel, it's white people's fault. And again, all I care about is having freedom and having everybody be super successful and have free association and just be human beings. But that, too, is why I'm deeply racist, because I sound like Martin Luther King. Don't judge people by the color of their skin, but by their deeds and their conduct. That's what I'm looking for. I'd vote for Hispanic president, black president, Chinese president today if they were a libertarian, if they were a true patriot, if they were honorable, they had a history of being honorable. It's that simple. I would vote for a mayor if they were pro-gun and pro-private property rights across the board and wouldn't try to persecute and take other people's rights. Then I'd vote for them if they were, quote, gay. The issue is, are they trying to run other people's lives and take people's freedom? And I don't care what color you are, what sexual preference you are, where you come from, whatever it is, if you try to put me in guilt and you try to run my life and henpeck me with social engineering, man, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, and I want you out of my life. Okay? I don't want to associate with you. I don't want to be around you. But see, you cannot associate with somebody if you don't like them in private life. What about government? What about corporations that run government now? They will not get out of our lives. They will not leave us alone. And they're pushing for a decisive victory against the Liberty Movement before the Liberty Movement gets too big. And so what are they going to do? They're going to stage false flag attacks, or they're going to let groups attack us that they fund up the food chain, 3-4 payments removed from the source. This is how we've caught them. And then they use that fear that they hype up in mass psychology to stampede us towards giving up our freedom. Look, freedom produces wealth. Freedom produces choice. Freedom is good. It's not cool to be into tyranny. So many people that work for corporations and work for the police and even the military believe it's all about their power and their dominant and their winning, and they get into evil. But most military people I know really believe in the mission. They've been conned. They've been manipulated. And they believe they're defending America while America is being dismantled. The difference is now the military has woken up. And so I don't know what the establishment is going to do now. I mean, you've got these morons out there. They've got a bunch of these trips. I see them advertised. As much advertising as I see for it, I looked it up. There's a lot of these ships that go to the Antarctic and the Arctic. And they advertise, go see the disappearing North and South Poles. You can look up those ads. Like Al Gore's God, and you know, it's going to melt by 2013, as he said so in 2007. It's the biggest it's been in 50 years, both the North and South Pole. So they got saved today. Meanwhile, there's record cold temperatures all over the place. Some of the coldest temperatures in the last 100 years in North America. And they go, oh, that's proof of the global warming. That's proof of the climate change. Well, now it's climate change. Of course there's climate change. That's the only thing that's constant is change.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The second day of 2014. Thank you for joining us on this live original edition of the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars Live. Joining us is one of the really few truly awake and pro-America Congress people that we've got. We lost Ron Paul, as you know. He was on with us a couple weeks ago. We've gained Rand Paul. We've gained, of course, Ted Cruz and Justin Amash and many others that are in the House and Senate. But Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina has been tirelessly saying he'll move forward with the legislation that's been introduced to begin impeachment. If Obama launches more wars, which would have happened if the military and the Joint Chiefs and the American people hadn't backed off the Syria attack 3 months ago, which was the end of the world if we didn't launch the attack. And then notice now that they're giving up their chemical weapons. It turns out that Al-Qaeda are the ones that launched it. That's even been in Congress now. They got caught. They filmed it and bragged about it. So it was not Assad that did that. Obviously, we're going to invade you if you use chemical weapons. So then he does. And then Al-Qaeda wants to brag and be rock stars and shoots video of themselves doing it, screaming, "We love you, bin Laden," in Arabic and firing the missiles. I mean, it's incredible. So the Congressman Jones helped stop that for now. And something he's doing that I literally have said a prayer for him on is try to get all the secretive 9/11 intelligence that Cybele Edmonds was an NSA, FBI interceptor. She heard it was the elements of the CIA running al-Qaeda, talking to bin Laden, protecting the hijackers out of Saudi Arabia. I talked to the head of the U.S. Embassy over in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Springman. He said they were ordered to let him back into the U.S., being told they were really CIA double agents. That's Muhammad Atta and others. So there's a reason that we need to get these declassified or released, and he's pushing to get that done. And you need to pray that nothing happens to him when he's driving down the road or flying on an airplane, because this is the type of stuff they'll come after you about. You know, Colonel Schaefer was over Stratus Ivy and other programs, could have killed bin Laden not once, not twice, but even more times. They were ordered to stand down. This is in the months before 9/11. So there's good elements in the government. There's also bad criminal elements. And Saudi Arabia now controls what goes in our movies, what goes on mainstream television, just like communist China does. And they are really pushing, because 15 of the 19 hijackers came from there, to stop this info from coming out. Here's the article from BenSwan.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. Congressman absolutely shocked of foreign state involvement behind 9/11 attacks, and the video is right there. If al-Qaeda had support from foreign governments during 9/11, should the public know about it? Many Americans are demanding, and especially those who lost loved ones. Representative Walter Jones, Representative Stephen Lynch, said they were absolutely shocked at the level of foreign state involvement in the attacks after reading the classified section of the 9/11 report. But he's barred from telling us what he saw. Well, I've reverse engineered it. And I've talked to Cybele Edmonds, who saw it when it came in. So I know, because she testified to Congress. But I don't know how much he can say confirming her report. But, sir, we appreciate your courage. Thanks for joining us in the new year.
Alex, thank you very much for giving me a chance to talk about this issue, because the American people have every right to know, and certainly the families that you made reference to of 9/11 who lost loved ones, they certainly have a right to know. And I want to start my comments very briefly. The senator that I have great respect for that is no longer in the Senate is Bob Graham from Florida. He was one of the co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission. He pushed and still is pushing, even though he's left the Senate, that these 28 pages be made public. And let me share one sentence from him, an article I read recently. I was stunned that the intelligence community would feel that it was a threat to national security for the American people to know who made 9/11 financially possible. Who made 9/11 financially possible, said Senator Graham. And I am sad to report that today, some 12 years after we submitted our report, that those 28 pages continue to be withheld from the public. And, Alex, that's why Stephen Lynch and I have joined together to put in House Resolution 428. And I'd like to say right now to any of your listeners, whichever state you live in, call your member of the House, and say join in House Resolution 428, and ask that the President of the United States make these 28 pages public. It is the public's right to know the truth. So thank you very much for giving me this chance.
Oh, thank you, sir. And I forget, was it 6 or 7 of the 10 commissioners, even in the New York Times reported years ago, said, quote, it was a whitewash, a fraud, if the American people only knew. I mean, I've read their quotes before on air.
I think you're right, 6.
It was 6. So the majority said it was a fraud. We're going to pull up some of those articles for people watching on TV, but radio listeners can just search that. Yeah, there's the London Guardian, 9/11, the big cover-up. Even the chair of the 9/11 Commission now admits that the official evidence they were given was far from the truth. Congressman Jones.
Well, Alex, what Graham says, and that's what we and many of us, and you mentioned some, but also Steve Lynch and I, believe so sincerely. The American people have a right to know who made 9/11 financial financially possible who financed the terrorists that came over here and took over 3,000 mm-hmm. Americans and their lives. And this is simply about the truth, and there is no hope for the government if the government covers up the truth, and that's exactly what is happening here, and that's why Stephen Lynch and I believe a Republican and a Democrat believe sincerely that the 28 pages need to be declassified. And I'm pleased to say that Bob Graham has led this fight for almost 14 years now.
Well, yes, sir. The good news is that Sybil Edmonds and others, she broke her gag order. Of course, she testified many times secretly in closed session with Congress, as you know. And she said what's in those pages is that the Saudi intelligence was involved in financing it so that they could blame it on Iraq, their archenemies at the time. And Prince Bandar, who's the head of Saudi intelligence now, was up to his eyeballs in it then, and that he's the guy bragging to Russia 3 months ago, and then before that in August, that they would attack Russia using al-Qaeda if they didn't support the takeover of Syria by al-Qaeda. Now, I know you can't violate your congressional national security agreements, but at a point, they use this to hide the tyranny behind. I mean, what can you tell us about the 28 pages?
Much of what you have just shared with your listeners and viewers is exactly what has been made public from experts within the system that know the truth that we're trying to, Stephen Lynch and I are trying to expose, is that 28 pages that have been declassified.
Yeah. Same guy that just bombed Russia was involved in 9/11.
And when you really look at it, Alex, the previous American administration, and the fact that they covered these 28 pages up, there is no reason that the American people, through their members of Congress, to ask them to join us in H. Resolution 428, should not be able to say to the President of the United States, and that's what our resolution says to the President. It happens to be Mr. Obama. It could be anyone else at this time, but it is President Obama to declassify these 28 pages. Allow the American people, allow the 9/11 families to know the truth. The truth will set you free. And that's why it is so critical, and we're going to continue to beat this drum, and I want to thank you for being on your show for a few minutes.
Oh, you bet, sir.
We need the listeners to pick up the phone and call their members of Congress. They'll be going back. The House will be going back next Tuesday and say, sign your name to Resolution 428. Let the truth set you free.
Well said, Congressman Jones from North Carolina. This is so important. People need to physically go down when their congresspeople are at meet and greets. They need to physically go to their churches when they're there. People need to stand up and bring this up. People need to call into talk radio. They need to get this out there, because if we can expose this, the whole house of cards falls. What do you make, and we can do this when we get together, what do you make of the big victory led by yourself and many others to not expand the air war to back al-Qaeda? As Rand Paul, the senator, said, we don't need to be al-Qaeda's air force. Ted Cruz said the same thing. You basically said the same thing. And then finally, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs went to Obama and said the military is going to stand down. That really, to me, shows that there is an awakening happening.
Well, there is, and that, I want to thank you, Alex, and all the host and hostess like yourself across this nation that just don't accept what the left or the right says as truth, but you seek the truth and expose the truth. And, you know, this is the way I look at this. It's just like Syria. The president wanted to bypass Congress, and that's when you had me on your show at the time, because I said any president, be Democrat or Republican, that bypasses the Congress and one American dies on foreign land, that president should be impeached. This whole issue of the drones, which is another issue at another time, it is time for the American people to take back the government by demanding the House and Senate follow the Constitution and the president follows the Constitution. And you can start by declassifying these 28 pages.
Absolutely. We've got to go to break, and if you need to leave, we'll let you go.
I can stay about 15 more minutes if you'd like.
Very gracious of you, sir. Yes, sir. We've got a little break. We're going to come back in a little 6-7-minute segment with you, sir, and then we'll let you get out of here. But I want to hear what else is front and center on your radar, because, again, you helped lead the charge, and I know you don't want the credit. We're just pointing out that having a few good people in Congress can turn the tide on gun control, on open borders, on NSA garbage. garbage, on funding radical Islam. I want to talk about what else is front and center, like trying to keep troops now to 2017 in Afghanistan.
Amen.
I know you've spearheaded trying to get our men and women back out of that meat grinder, like family I've got over there right now. We'll be right back with Congressman Walter Jones to break down some of the other top stories.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We've got medical doctor Sherry Tenpenny to come on to talk about the flu outbreaks this year and how serious they've been, and superbugs as well. Then in the third hour, we're going to cover a ton of news, have some special reports on Fukushima that are breaking. We just called DHS, and they hung up on us. We're going to have that video and audio. That's all coming up in the third hour. North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones joins us in this short segment to get into The expansion, we keep being told the troops are going to come home next year, and then they never do. Now they've extended it out again, and then I wanted to get his take on the state of our economy and the budget. Sir, please tell us what's happening.
Well, Alex, first, let me say I have been outspoken on staying in Afghanistan for 10 more years. The president has been negotiating with Karzai a 10-year agreement called the Bilateral Strategic Agreement to keep us there for 10 more years with a limited number of our soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen. But the problem is, as long as we have one in uniform on the ground, they could be shot and killed or have their legs blown off. I do not understand why either party, and I'm critical of my own Republican Party, why they want to continue to obligate this country, which is financially broke, meaning America, to 10 more years of spending an average of $7 billion a month in Afghanistan. It is not worth one pint of blood, and it's not worth $1. And I do not understand why both parties are not receiving more and more pressure from the American people. The American people have already spoken. Almost 80% said that Afghanistan is not worth one more dime. And I hope some of your listeners also will continue to call their members of Congress and say, stop your stupidity of sending money to a crook in Afghanistan that does not even respect your nation.
What do you make of former Vice President Dick Cheney saying that Karzai is basically a good guy, a guy that helped us, and he won't say he's corrupt when he's a known opium dealer?
Well, all I would say is that Dick Cheney got us into an unnecessary war known as Iraq, so I don't have much respect for his opinion.
Well, I think you answered the question why they want to keep us there forever, $7 million a month, to select contractors. No one's ever beaten the Afghans. Everybody always gets run out. And they knew when they went in there that we wouldn't, quote, win. The winning is sucking us dry.
Alex, you're exactly right. We have spent over $1.5 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's why it makes no sense. Your listeners need to call and raise cane with their members of Congress and stop funding Afghanistan, because there is no way we can have any accountability of the dollars going there. And as you just said, a few are getting rich off the backs of the poor American taxpayer who has to borrow money from the Chinese to pay Karzai in Afghanistan.
And that's another issue. Now the communist president over there said prepare for the war with the U.S. 2 days ago. This is really starting to get serious. The stock market's down, even with the devalued dollar. Where do you see our budget going? Where do you see our economy going?
Well, until this nation gets a national leader like a Ron Paul, that will say that it is time to rebuild and fix America's problems and not the world's problems, then we will continue to be a debtor nation.
What is the sense of the Congress? I mean, they've got to know they're on the deck of the Titanic. Why are they accelerating towards the iceberg?
Alex, because there are not enough people like yourself across this nation to educate and wake up the American people before it's too late.
And by too late, historically, how bad do you think it's going to get in this country?
Well, I still believe that we're headed for a collapse. I mean, I'm glad that some people are doing well on Wall Street. I'm glad that the home building's coming back some across our nation. But I would tell you the truth, when you got to borrow money to pay your bills, and that's exactly what the Ryan Murray budget did. It raised the spending to keep our government running at over $1 trillion a year. And it, all we're doing is raising the debt ceiling, which I vote against every time I can, to borrow more money, to spend more money, and it's not even our money we're spending. It makes no sense.
Well said. What's the best website for people to visit, your House website?
Well, the House website, Walter B. Jones, and they can go on it very easily. And I wish they would remember one thing, Alex. Call your member of Congress. If you don't live in Eastern North Carolina that I represent, call your member of Congress and ask them to get on Resolution 428 to declassify the 28 pages so we can wake up America to who financed 9/11.
Yeah, well, that's the big issue here, and you've seen the documents, and then you said that basically what Sybil Edmonds, the FBI NSA translator, said is the accurate info, and that's come out. We know it's Saudi Arabia, but we need that to come out so that we can understand who our real enemy is, the same group funding Al-Qaeda all over the Middle East. Sir,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for spending time with us in the new year, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There goes Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. We need to send hundreds more like him to the House and Senate and as governors and legislators. Men like that are the answer. Obama is not.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Top-rated customer service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices. That's why we use them, because I've shopped around, used a lot of different companies. They are the best, and I only bring my listeners the best sponsors and products. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And with all the craziness in the world, now is the time to not be stranded in an ocean of people on welfare and food stamps. Now is the time, like they are on that icebreaker, now is the time to be self-sufficient. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, we are joined, ladies and gentlemen, by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is the leading, you'd have to say, medical doctor out there who runs her own large clinics in the U.S. and in other nations. on a host of fronts with the latest in medical technology. So she's also a leader of leaders, the top in her field. And she was the doctor we had on along with Dr. Russell Blaylock and others who were on this radio show during the whole H1N1 hoax, pointing out that it lowered your immune system, didn't protect you from the regular flu. And then later that all came out in governmental studies in Canada, the UK, you name it. And now, though, this year, I am seeing people dying of basically meningitis, which is viruses attacking the lining of the brain, for those that don't know. We are seeing people dying from high-powered bacteria, strep and others. I've had family die from it, and family fighting for their lives right now. And I don't see the media covering it. Locally, people are saying mystery illness, you know, killing half the people that get admitted to the hospital with it. During the H1N1, you'd have a person with diabetes who was 75 years old, an alcoholic, and had half their, you know, organs replaced, and then they got the flu and died, and they said the flu did it. Well, no, it was complications from the flu. So when there's not an issue, I've noticed, they hype it. When there is an issue, they tell you everything's fine. So I want to get her take and her breakdown on reports of these mystery illnesses, what's happening out there, and then break down the fact that they're trying to force people in New York to take all these vaccines. They're trying to force medical practitioners to take it. They're trying to give kids vaccines without parental consent and doing it in places like California to really have the floor for the rest of the hour. Then I'm going to cover all the other news and take your calls in the next hour to give us her expert report on the state of flu 2013, 2014, and medical tyranny. TenpennyImc.com is just one of her websites. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Well, you heard me throw out those points, mystery illness and then the latest on medical tyranny.
Well, I think that we're seeing now more and more of the vaccines that are coming home to roost, that they are causing more and more medical problems. You know, you can't fool Mother Nature. And as you start to eliminate certain bacteria by the vaccines, other bacteria and viruses fill in the gap. For example, they have now shown and discovered in research articles that the pertussis vaccine, which has been eliminating the pertussis bacteria, and we've been seeing the increase rates of pertussis going up. They've been trying to figure out why that is. Well, there was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago that said that because the pertussis vaccine eliminates the Bordetella pertussis bacteria, it has created a gap in which another bacteria called Bordetella parapertussis is filling in the gap. And now that they're finding that that bacteria may have, that Bordetella parapertussis may have increased more than 40 times in these children that have had a pertussis vaccine. So now they are developing whooping cough or symptoms that look like whooping cough, but maybe not quite as severe as whooping cough. And they're finding that it's being caused by this new bacteria called parapertussis. And I think that's happening with all of the Prevnar vaccines for strep. It certainly happened for Hib. That as we eliminated Haemophilus influenza B, there are more strains of that bacteria falling in the gap that are more stronger and more virulent. We're seeing it with meningitis vaccines, and of course that's going to happen with all this manipulation of what we're doing with the influenza vaccines.
So it's just like when you give these super powerful antibiotics to chickens, it makes them produce super deadly bacteria that when we eat it kills us, according to Reuters and their medical reporters. I mean, this is incredible.
It's just more and more of the same. In fact, even when they select the three viruses that they're going to put into the flu shot each year, they take those viruses into the laboratory and they manipulate them so that they create a new virus that really doesn't even match the one that's out in circulation, but a new virus that allows it to grow well either in eggs, which is still the current way that they make vaccines or flu shots, or that it will grow well in the cell cultures that they're now developing that are made from dog kidney cells, caterpillar eggs and cells of retinas from aborted fetal tissue.
Doesn't that create a mutagenic effect sometimes, splicing with the other human DNA with the RNA?
Well, absolutely. And when you look at the package inserts of every single one of the vaccines, it will say this vaccine has not been studied for carcinogenic potential. It's not been studied for mutagenic potential. It's not been studied to see whether or not it changes anything in your DNA. But yet we are giving 40 doses of 16 different vaccines to children to where they get over 180 vaccine antigens by the time they are in junior high now.
And then we have all the studies about if you get three flu shots, it doubles your chances for Alzheimer's. The IQ's dropping. There's more neurological disorders. About a year after you broke this news, the Canadian study admitted 4 years ago that the H1N1 shot doubled your chances of getting the regular flu. And then things just get worse and worse and worse. And everyone I know, including Mancal Muller as a stunt, he took the flu shot, was the sickest in his life. Even the CNN redcoat, Piers Morgan, took it and literally said it almost killed him over a month within 6 days after taking it. My mother, when she was a triathlete and a UT master swimmer, this had to be 15 years ago, they told him take it. She's never been sick, almost killed her. My uncle, not the one that's sick now, but my Uncle Joe, got talked into one, almost killed him. I mean, everybody I know that takes it literally almost dies. I mean, what is in it, Dr. Tenpenny?
Well, I don't know that everyone almost dies, but I could say that there's a very large number of people that certainly do get sick.
No, I'm saying the people I know have gotten super ill.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about as a general rule.
Sure, yeah.
You know, that there's a lot of people that do get very sick, and I think there's a couple reasons from it. I mean, one is that the multi-dose flu shots still have mercury in them. The multi-dose vials still have mercury. There are stray viruses in there that come from birds and from cows that they cannot genetically remove or manufacturingly remove from the vaccines at all. And I also know that they estimate that there's somewhere around 6 billion viruses in each one of the flu shots.
Wow.
So how can they absolutely say with 100% certainty that all 6 billion of those viruses have been attenuated, weakened, or killed in order for that to get injected into you? And is there a pretty high probability that you're actually being injected with viruses that are still quite active? And I think the answer to that is yes.
Well, you said whenever they were testing Gardasil 8 years ago, it was killing people. Later it came out it was killing people in the trials. India made it illegal after so many people died. But here they just continue, and now you know that new study came out 2 weeks ago about what it's doing to women's fertility. And we had all surmised that it was really an anti-fertility vaccine. That's why they're giving it to all the Mexican girls in Mexico.
You know, Alex, I brought that up probably 3 years ago now, that saying that the Gardasil vaccine, that the polysorbate 80 and the combination of that with the high dose of aluminum and with borax causes testicular atrophy in little boys and ovarian atrophy and uterine atrophy in little girl mice. And if it was happening in mice, we use mice studies for everything, that there was going to be a high probability that was going to happen in ovarian atrophy and testicular atrophy in little human boys and girls.
Sure.
Now we've got the highest incidence of infertility. We've got the lowest birth rate of teenage girls ever. And I can't think it's just because the kids are having less sex.
No, I mean, this is eugenics. This is to sterilize people. This is to reduce fertility. This is the IMF, World Bank, UN's own statement. And I remember interviewing you and others back when they were doing the studies 8 years ago and evidence of infertility and autoimmune disorders. And I know in the last 3 years you've intensified that. But we've known day one, targeting girls, lying and saying it's the law, you've got to take it. Rick Perry, such a bold move. And the fact that it was hurting people when they gave it to them and didn't protect them from almost all the strains, this is clear. What do you make of them now saying we have anti-stress vaccines that go in and attack areas of the brain, literally a lobotomy, so you never feel bad again? I mean, we're living in something like akin to a combination of Brave New World and the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, there are two of those vaccines that they're actually under development now. One came out that they mentioned several years ago. They were going to call it FunVax.
Oh.
A cute little name, FunVax, to take out the area of your brain where fundamentalists, their brain lights up, whether you are very, very intensely involved with something. Now, that could be fundamentalism in terms of Islam, or it could be fundamentalist Christians, or it could be just people who get really excited about their job and that they are just sort of zealots about it.
That's the little boys they want to put on Ritalin. They want to burn out that human spark of resistance.
Exactly.
A zombie shot.
And now they're actually talking about another one that they're talking about trialing with the military that will take out areas of their brain for which they may have PTSD and post-traumatic stress so that they can just level them out and make them probably into Manchurian candidates. It's very sad, Alex. It's very sad to see what's happening now more and more and more with the vaccine development, because when I started into this back in September of 2000, the vaccine industry was about a $10 billion of your industry. Now it's in the 30 to 60 billion. Some of the vaccines are making 5 to 10 billion on their own. And so we are just using little human beings and adults too. I mean, we put a lot of focus on children, but adults are just repository of drugs and vaccines for the pharmaceutical industry. And at some point, everything is just going to have to break. The human body has a tremendous capacity to be able to compensate and overcome these things that we're doing to it, not only from our foods or from chemtrails and GMO foods, fluoride in the water, all these vaccines, all of these medications that we're giving people. I mean, now the expanded medication recommendation for more Lipitor for more people. I mean, at some point, the human body is just not going to be able to compensate anymore.
But I want to stop you right there, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, leading expert on so much of this. If you go back and if you look at this, we're calmly talking about vaccines, anti-stress vaccines, anti-PTSD vaccines that literally go in and destroy areas of the brain associated with the highest brain waves, with spiritual experiences, with literature, with art. I showed a study yesterday. It was in the Daily Mail about people that are religious have more brain cells and higher volume and higher intelligence. They want to cut out that. That's what they're targeting. And so, oh, the troops are upset about 6-7 tours of immoral war. Let's just give them a vaccine so they're never upset again. You're literally giving them a lobotomy. The magnitude of that, doctor, that we're living in 2014, this is rolling out. They're drugging 20% of kids with all these antipsychotics and stuff. I mean, we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You know, Alex, every time I go to the store or go to the mall or walk down the street and I see all these young people with these little bitty babies in their arms, it makes me sad. I mean, we as a human race should be celebrating a birth and looking forward to what's going to happen to these children and hopefully that they'll have a better life and a better future than what you and I had or even what our kids had. And you look at these young children and you think, what is the world going to look like to them by the time they get to be 20 years of age? All of these different things, all these vaccines, parents, when are parents going to just stop and wake up and do something as simple as read a package insert on a drug or a vaccine,
sure,
and not just blindly follow the person in front of them because they happen to have on a white coat? When are they going to stop doing this? When are they going to understand that the systematic poisoning of their children in no way keeps them healthy?
And this is social engineering, as the head of the Fabian Socialist, Bertrand Russell, said, diet, injections, and injunctions will bring in the social control. I've got all this globalist literature by the White House science czar, Holdren, and others about using the water supply, adding chemicals, vaccines to control us. Undoubtedly, that's what it's doing. It came out, as you know, that the German elite, the British elite, the Chinese elite, none of them take these vaccines. They have special vaccines they take. I'm not even debating the science of vaccine. If something's bad enough, clearly the science of immunization is real, though there's a cost-benefit analysis for my layman research. The problem is all these big medical firms caught doing all this secret research on people before, all this lethal research. Hitler got his ideas from the U.S. and Britain. Hitler was going to use vaccines to control people. It's been done to us. We have to admit we're under attack. And now, as you've exposed, I heard you on Joyce Rowley a few weeks ago, get into the medical tyranny, how they're trying to force them now.
Well, that hasn't really changed in terms of what's happening with children. But now that they're forcing healthcare workers to have a flu shot in exchange for a paycheck, Where do we stop with that? I've seen a couple of papers that have come out that saying, okay, now that we've got the doctors and nurses doing flu shots, now we can also mandate the next level of shots. We can make them get a booster of an MMR. We can make them reboost on their hepatitis B.
Well, they make them take the hepatitis, I was about to say.
Well, but let's say that you had that more than 10 years ago. The antibodies don't last that long. They could force you to get a blood test to see if you still have a what they call a protective antibody, and if you don't, make you take the series over again. They're already talking about forcing pertussis vaccines on healthcare workers, and they're also talking about pneumonia shots on healthcare workers, even though there have been quite a few articles that have come out just in the last 3 to 6 months that says that if I get a flu shot, it really does nothing to keep you from getting the flu. But we're doing this and forcing this upon healthcare workers. And when I talk about healthcare workers, I'm not just talking doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, people that have interactions with patients. I've gotten letters and emails from people that one was from a gentleman who says, I work in the IT department of the hospital, 3 blocks down the street from the actual physical hospital, and they're expecting me to get a flu shot in order to keep my job. Where does this stop? Where does it stop?
Well, you're right, and they know that if they can make city workers and police have GPS in their cars, as they're now doing, then the cops will enforce it on us to have GPS and tax by the mile. And if they can make medical workers take all the shots, then they're going to believe that, well, you should have to take them too. It's very simple what they're doing.
Yes, and I think that, you know, it always puzzles me, Alex, and is that, you know, all of these, the elite people and the powers that be that are doing this to all the rest of society, they have children and families and grandchildren, too. I mean, what is the world going to look like for their families? It seems as though they think this is happening in isolation and it's going to affect everyone except their closed little circles. But it's not. And, you know, as my husband says quite frequently, we are the only animal that messes in our own nest. And that after we completely destroy this nest here on planet Earth, there isn't another place that we can go.
Very well said. I want to get more key intel from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny when we come back.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee, It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. SimpliSafe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimpliSafe.com. That's GetSimpliSafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimpliSafe.com.
Sherry Tenpenny, you can find her books and films and more on her website at tenpennyimc.com. We also carry some of them at Infowars.com or InfowarsStore.com. And we're in a war, ladies and gentlemen. We have a bunch of books and videos from medical doctors and others breaking down the dangers of vaccines. And I want to explain, it isn't that I don't think that there couldn't be some science behind it, the 500-year-old technology. You got something very risky out there sometimes, maybe you need a vaccine. It's that these companies and these globalists have hidden agendas, and we have the real numbers, the real data. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you're the real expert on this. I mean, obviously, you take vaccines, it makes stuff mutate and get stronger, just like antibiotics with bacteria. What is your position on vaccines? Because if there was some killer thing out there, like the polio in the 50s, I would want a vaccine. Like my grandmother, was in an iron lung, basically, but she's still alive today, but paralyzed over large parts of her body. Happened when my mother was like 4 years old. My uncle was like, 10. But my view is, then I learned it had the SV40 that they say gave 100 plus million Americans some form of cancer. So it's like you stop one evil with something even worse, but then it just gets hidden in the literature. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what's your view on vaccines and any other key points you'd like to add?
Well, Alex, I started the investigation into the problems associated with vaccines back in September of 2000. And so now that we are now into 2014, I can say unequivocally that after 13 years of study and more than, 20,000 hours of research of reading medical literature and investigative reports and digging into the science myself, I would never take a vaccine under any circumstances for any bug. Because health cannot come through the needle. There is nothing positive that you can ever inject into your body that doesn't have a side effect. The side effect, the risk of the vaccine is much more dangerous than the risk of the illness. And I don't care what the illness is, because if I have an intact immune system that's healthy, that's fed well, that's watered well, that's slept well, that's well taken care of, that's a lot of love in my life. Developing an antibody in my bloodstream that can attack my own organs and become an autoimmune disease, and that antibody doesn't even necessarily keep me from contracting some deadly disease that might be floating around out there in the environment. There is nothing that a vaccine can do, in my opinion, that is protective, effective, or keeps you from getting sick. There's no way that I would ever be subjected to a vaccine under any circumstances. I would rather take my risk of keeping my body well and protected against any sort of a pathogen that's out there. I would rather err on the decided I can keep myself healthy rather than to take the risk of what might be coming through that needle.
I agree with you. And again, that's even if the vaccines were good. They have the bad autoimmune suppressing qualities that have been shown in studies and so much more. And we're less healthy now. They say vaccines are why we live longer. We were actually living longer because of sanitation until the 30s and 40s when vaccines came in all the global graphs. You know that as well. And we're really getting unhealthy now. And we're seeing all these super plagues pop up from it. And this is really slavery, where they make us so sick, we can't then live without their system. And that's what Rockefeller-based, not even Western medicine, but criminal medicine has become.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the multi-generational effect that we've had from this. And that's what we have also, is multi-generational indoctrination of that vaccines are safe, effective, protective, and harmless. And they are none of those things. So children that are getting married today in their 20s are listening to their grandparents go, oh, there was this thing called polio, and oh, the vaccine made it go away. And oh, what about smallpox, which neither of them are true. And so we've got...
You know what? I know you got to go, but can you do 5 more minutes after a 1-minute break just to talk about polio and smallpox not being true?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back in 60 seconds with her to break that down.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Come.